Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 26, 2023. The whole history of humanity in one phrase. Comment: there is a parable about an eastern ruler who wanted to know the whole history of mankind. A sage brought him 500 volumes. The ruler responded, "Who can read this? Put it in a concise form." 20 years later, the sage returned with 50 volumes. But the king was already old, so he sent him away again. Another 20 years passed. And the aged, gray-haired sage brought the ruler a single volume containing all the wisdom of the world. The ruler was on his deathbed and did not have time to read even one book. Then the sage told him the history of mankind in one line: a person is born, suffers, and dies. Is this the history of humanity? My response: that is 500 volumes, yes. Question: can you imagine? All this wisdom and history, so much has been stated, and as a result we bring one line: a person is born, suffers and dies. Is this our world? Answer: of course. And we are spinning in it in order to add more and more volumes, volumes, volumes. Question: the question is, why be born? Answer: why be born? In principle, this is incomprehensible to a person. Therefore, he sees neither the beginning nor the end. He sees himself only on the animal level: the birth of an animal body, the suffering of an animal body, some pleasures of an animal body, and the death of an animal body. Nothing else. Comment: we can't get off the ground, so to say. My response: if we can't go higher, we don't understand the meaning. Question: so if we cannot rise higher, then the whole history of humanity is, a person is born, suffers, and dies. And if we can rise or want to rise higher, then what becomes the history of humanity? Answer: then it is necessary to detach from the animal body, to rise above it, and not to live by its desires, aspirations, and so on. Then you will begin to feel what your spiritual body requires of you. Question: what does this formula turn into? It turns out that what is born is when I rise above egoism. It is born, and then suffers, then what does it turn into? Answer: one separates oneself from egoism, rises above it, and begins to feel nature in a different form, in bestowal, in love, and in connection and reciprocity. Not in receiving, as in the animal body, but in bestowal, as in the spiritual body. Question: and then what does suffering turn into? Answer: into pleasure. Question: so you said, enjoys and lives forever. Is this the formula of real humanity? Answer: yes. Comment: it is very bitter to me that our earthly formula is born, suffers and dies. My response: and without it there would be no other. We would not be able to achieve eternal form through our own efforts, our own capabilities. Question: so there should be such an initial formula so that we attain it and want to get out of it? Answer: yes. Comment: it's been going on for millennia. Millennia, millennia, millennia. My response: so what? Comment: we are writing volumes of history. My response: these are souls. And what is there in this history and volumes? All this is nothing. Question: so a person must be born to live forever, right? Answer: of course. I think we are already coming to this gradually. My optimism comes from the absolute pessimism of our world. I think humanity will shake itself up, that we will not agree to live for this life. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, January 5, 2023. One home for everyone. And they built Amiskunut, to Israel, and to Pharaoh, Pithom and Ramses. This is because all the work of Israel fell into the Klippot, and they saw no blessing in their work. Baal HaSulam, Shemati number 86, and they built Amiskunut. There is only a person and the Creator. If we have thoughts that are alien to spirituality, it means that we are among people who live in this world with their various egoistic desires and plans. But if we purify our thoughts and desires and direct them more toward connection, it turns out that it is only us who remain in the world and all the others as if disappear and turn into the people of the Creator, that is, they merge with the Creator, become included in Him, and reveal the upper world, eternity, and the perfection of nature. Therefore, if we stop building something for ourselves like the cities of Bit and Ramses, which were beautiful for the Egyptians, and instead build Kabbalistic groups, one world group, and one united humanity, then this will be one home for everyone. And in this way we will reach the goal. In the end, the building that was built for the sake of egoism collapses, and the building built for the sake of bestowal is restored at its expense, and so we come to the final correction, to the perfect Kli. If we do not see the completed building yet, it does not mean that it does not exist. If it disappears from our senses, it is only to give us the opportunity to continue working and building further. All our work is intended to build, from all our thoughts and feelings, from everything that we have in the mind and in the heart, one Kli for the revelation of the Creator. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 22, 2023. Pesach, Passover. From Sphere to Sphere. Question: if I had known in advance all the processes, confusion, and seemingly wrong movements that I would have to go through to implement some dissemination project, I would hardly have taken it up. Is a person specifically given such concealments so that he makes efforts? Answer: of course. If you only knew what lies ahead of you. Our world is not a big deal, but all the other degrees are not even possible to describe. Our world is just a small dot, and still there are great galactic distances in it. All these are incredible forces. Only by qualitative ascent from the inanimate level to the vegetative, animate, and human levels can we overcome them, not by spreading in breadth, but by spreading upward. You immediately move from the inanimate corporeal level to the vegetative level, that is, you immediately dismiss the entire universe, you do not need it. Only on Earth vegetation exists, and only on Earth the animal world exists, and only on Earth are people from whom you immediately move into the next dimension, the upper world. That is, you sort of pierce the shells and so go from sphere to sphere. Comment: although this is not an easy path, it still leaves certain feelings in a person that are more valuable than the confusions in which he was in before. My response: confusions are also components. They are the ones that organize your vessel. Without them, you cannot understand or receive anything. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Personal Benefit, September 8, 2012. What is homeopathy? Question: what is homeopathy? Answer: there is nothing special about homeopathy. These are the same forces that exist in matter, only at its more hidden levels. You seem to use not the properties of matter itself, but the properties of those forces that determine its chemical composition. Let's say gold, copper, lead, or some plants, or some liquids are used to make homeopathic medicines, it does not matter what they are made of. By homeopathic dilution of substances, one draws strength from these materials and uses them. In general, it is not the substance itself that is used, but its power. It is a very good thing to give the body an opportunity to work with those substances with which it cannot cope on its own. For example, I cannot give the body any poison, but in homeopathy, I can do it. And there are very interesting combinations. Let's say for depression, homeopathy prescribes aurum, O gold, its power, because depression mainly derives from greed. The main cure for infertility and other female problems is sepia. This is the fluid that accumulates in a frog when its sac swells. For overactive, demanding male workaholics, Nux Vomica is used. These materials are good because they impact the system of human energies also by forces and not by matter. Usually, when treatment is carried out with the help of chemicals, it is necessary to prescribe a lot of drugs to impact the nervous system or other internal systems of a person, not material but already on a different level. And here, you act precisely by force against force, you add, correct, give the body a challenge, or, conversely, help it. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is homeopathy? September 8, 2012. The greatness of the teacher. Question: should a teacher remain as a teacher for a student or as a system, as a structure? Should a student feel the greatness of the teacher? Answer: the greatness of the teacher is necessary in order to absorb the method of development from him and to develop ourselves in order to connect to him, because he is above you, he is in front of you, and by your side. Therefore, in order for him to transmit the upper light to you through himself, and it will certainly pass through the teacher, you must connect to him as he connects to his teacher. In order to do that, you have to annul yourself before him in some way. This is called the greatness of the teacher. That is, you treat him as your source. This is how the world is arranged. According to hierarchy, everything descends from above downward. The students will also have their own students, and so it will continue, like the tree of life. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. How to Become a Guru. September 23, 2012. Opening the path for the light. Question: if a person does not participate in the daily Kabbalah lessons on a daily basis, he does not give his part of the light that passes through him to the system and blocks it, correct? Answer: of course. We are in one single system, and if I do not pass the life-giving force through myself to the rest of the cells of the single body of humanity, then I do not receive it either. If life does not pass through me, then I as if block a vessel in the system, and it thus dies and, through it, all the others. Therefore, everyone must necessarily open, find connection with others, and continue to spread this system further in an organic, mutual combination of everyone with everyone as required by today's global integral community from which we cannot escape. We must advance and develop. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Is it all Leitman's fault? October 1, 2012. Michael Leitman, on Quora, why would we want to bring back extinct animals? I received this question from my student who mentioned a project of a company that is working to bring back the dodo, a large flightless bird that became extinct about 350 years ago, with the help of gene editing. The bird had lived for millions of years in the forests of Mauritius, close to the coasts of Africa, and according to scientists, the process will be completed in 6 years and the extinct animal will return to the forests of Mauritius. I answered him that it is forbidden for us to intervene with nature, because nature is smarter and revives what it wishes back to life. We only need to reach balance among each other, that we will not fight each other, but rather live like any other species that has its rightful place in nature. If we manage to reach balance among each other at the human level, then our balance will positively influence the entire system of nature on its still, vegetative and animate levels as well, because we are the species with the greatest amount of influence in nature. Just from achieving balanced human connection, we might very well see the dodo or other species come back to life, simply due to nature's will. This is because nothing disappears in nature. If a certain species had existed, it means that its information exists in nature, and when we organize our relations in a way that makes room for everyone in nature's general system, then all parts of nature will gradually return to their place. Based on the video, is it correct to revive extinct species of animals and birds? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.